Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
News this morning that Bostonians are split about the proposed casino at Suffolk Downs. A new poll by the Boston Globe shows 44% of city residents in favor of the casino there, but with 37% opposed. Aside from trying to win over residents, Suffolk Downs is faced with another challenge: Tom Menino's decision to not run for re-election as mayor of Boston. Menino has been a longtime and vigorous supporter of the casino proposal at Suffolk Downs, which straddles East Boston and Revere. To talk this morning about the possible ramifications of Menino's departure at the end of this year, we turn to Seth Daniel, senior reporter for the Independent Newspaper Group, which includes the Revere Journal and the East Boston Times. Seth, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be speaking with you.
Seth, does the poll result in the Globe surprise you at all today?
No, not really. This has been a bone of contention for a long time, where they were wondering if there was a citywide vote versus an East Boston vote. And citywide, it's always been assumed that, the referendum vote on the casino at Suffolk Downs could possibly fail. And they really don't want it citywide, and that's, you know, this poll right here shows why. And even in East Boston, the support, some groups have come out with a recent poll, and support, they claim, seems to be eroding. They did a poll last summer of likely voters in the referendum in East Boston, and they had in the 40% opposing it. So I'm not surprised, and it seems like the opposition numbers seem to grow every month that a casino is not in the ground, so to speak.
What's your sense of where East Boston residents are on this casino? You think it's quite divided?
It depends who you talk to. I mean, you got to remember there are a lot of East Boston residents who work at the track already, so they have a vested interest in saying that this is a great thing. And, you know, a lot of people who don't work there who maybe have a, you know, an open mind towards it. At first, they were all in as soon as the legislation was passed, but the opposition has grown, definitely. And it's mostly people are worried about traffic, the idea of crime, certain other things, you know, pawn shops popping up. So, I mean, they've been screaming for a couple of years now, haven't gotten a lot of attention, but this really does give them fuel for the fire, for sure.
Let me ask you about Mayor Menino's departure. Of course, we know the mayor is a strong supporter of a casino at the track in East Boston. If he departs before the votes on this casino proposal are taken, what happens? Is his loss, so to speak, as that pro-casino voice a big one?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we've been talking about this in the newsroom ever since last week when the rumors started flying that he wouldn't run. And the idea is you got to wonder, what's the next mayor going to, are they going to support a casino? That's what it comes down to. And perhaps this idea of if they're going to push a citywide vote versus an East Boston vote. If the next mayor, there was one potential candidate, Sonia Cheng Diaz, not long ago, and she's pushed for a citywide vote, and she is opposed to casinos. If someone who has the same mindset is elected, it could change the whole landscape of this thing. Definitely.
So take a snapshot at this moment for us. How do you rate the chances of the casino going to Suffolk Downs as opposed to it going to Everett, Steve Wynn's proposal for Everett, or the casino proposal for the town of Milford?
Well, the snapshot right now is Suffolk Downs is still in the lead. They still have a firm grasp on this, but things seem to be happening. I mean, last year, if you looked at it, they were the only ones. I mean, they had it locked. But over time, it's and at this point right now, you just see more things happening. Steve Wynn's, no one thought he was serious, and some people still don't think he's serious, but everything seems to point that he is serious, and he wants a casino, and his proposal is really nice, and a lot of people like it. In Milford, no one's even really thinking about that yet. It's so far away from Boston, and the ownership really hasn't been very vocal yet. So that's yet to be seen. But right now, I think Suffolk Downs holds an edge. They have the track. That's a big thing. But you've seen their major investor leave last week, 20% stake pulled out.
Vornado Realty Trust.
Realty. Yeah, that's exactly right. They pulled out, and they've been there for a long time through several of these legislative battles. You know, they've been there, and now that they've, you know, seem to be in the home stretch, so to speak, they're gone. I do believe they have the edge, but it seems to be eroding. That's the way it looks.
Seth Daniels, senior reporter for the Independent Newspaper Group, which includes the Revere Journal and the East Boston Times. Thanks for speaking to Morning Edition this morning.
You're welcome, Bob.